Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to March 14th's edition of the Wake Up Crew. This is episode 1614. And St. Patrick's Day coming up on Monday, March 17th. Spring begins in 6 days. That's March 20th. And we are heading that way. Spring breaks March 31st through April 14th. And we've got a county parent-teacher conference March 17th. There'll be no school on that day. How are you, Brian?
I'm wonderful.
Well, you know why I'm wonderful?
Why?
Well, we have our last coaches show coming up Saturday.
Yeah.
We do not have a ball game Saturday. We do not have a ball game Friday. I'm really happy. You know, and you know what the biggest thing, though? It's Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Don't you get excited the way I build that up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on the edge of my seat.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, I am happy, but I am sad.
Why?
Because we don't have a basketball team playing in any of the state tournament. We did have PCA, congratulations, but nothing, you know, our district, you know, Laverne was the last hope.
Yeah, earlier that night we lost Siegel on Monday.
I don't know what you're going to do with yourself. Are you just going to go ahead and get a pass to the state tournament and just go over there and pretend you're broadcasting?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I wonder if Matt Gillespie's going to call and see if we're okay.
I'm sure he keeps up with it pretty good. But, yeah, it's the first time in a long time. I mean,
I think Cecil Joyce was right when he said it was like 2003.
Somewhere in there.
I think that's about right.
Well, that's what?
I don't know that I have
years?
Never. I don't think I've ever missed one, though. You might have missed one in the early going.
Well,
I don't remember ever missing, at least having at least one team in it.
You know, working with Jeff, the 90s, it was tough to get a girls team in because Shelbyville was in the region. Mm-hmm. So if you did, you had to go on the road, usually.
But there were some Randy King Oakland Patriot teams.
Yes, there were. And Oakland girls got there once.
Mm-hmm.
They beat
but
Shelbyville.
I think it wasn't somewhere between then and when I kind of came on.
I want to say that was 2001.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Oakland girls got to the finals, actually, that year and had a lead at halftime. And they were playing Sevier County. And then second half, they just could not throw it in the ocean for some reason. Played hard, but got beat by Sevier County that year. Corbeth Smith, who is now an assistant coach at Blackman, volunteer coach, or non-faculty coach. She was on Jennifer's team back then. That was the state tournament game where Cora Beth came into the press row going after a loose ball and landed almost in our lap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I think ran somewhere around 2003, 2004, something
yeah.
like that. When our girls, let's see,
well, I mean,
Keith Short got to the region, I think, with the Riverdale girls, and
yeah, they got hosed down in Athens,
mm-hmm.
the friendly city, McMinn County. I think that was his last year, and I think maybe Michael Burke came in after that.
And Michael won one,
yeah, and then long
of
string of Riverdale,
yeah,
getting
Riverdale,
there,
yeah, and then Blackman,
yeah, and then Oakland and Blackman,
Oakland. And then Blackman again,
yeah.
So, but you know, Randy, how many times did Randy get to the I think it was two at least. Maybe three.
Yeah. I don't know cuz there were
but now there were some good teams out west when Randy
times.
Was coaching.
Oh yeah.
I mean those West Tennessee teams were
well, and Dobbins Bennett was pretty good during that time.
Yeah.
Had a lot. Let's see. We've got on our history page
Will Rowland. I'm trying to remember that year. I thought they had the. I thought that was the team they had a shot.
Yeah, I think they got to the semifinals that year.
Yeah.
So, there is a section in our.
Well, Dickie Thomas, didn't he get to the state runner-up? Coaching Allen, weren't they a state runner-up team?
Maybe
Fred Batten.
Maybe that's right.
Allen Swader.
2001 was that Oakland girls team that we were just talking about.
Thomas Hopkins got there with Riverdale.
He did.
When they played it at Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah.
I remember going there, down there for that. All right, we'll take a break.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high near 79 degrees. South winds will pick up at 10 to 20 and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour into the afternoon. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms look likely through the overnight, and some storms could be severe. Under cloudy skies with a low around 60 degrees, south winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marcelek with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 57 degrees.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
The city of Murfreesboro is growing, and we need your help to prove it. This is Mayor Shane McFarland, and participating in a special census helps ensure we get the funding we deserve for essential services like road paving, sidewalks, and parks. It's easy. Just visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, fill out the secure form, or complete the special census letter coming to your mailbox. Remember, every person counts.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure Murfreesboro gets its true share. Complete the special census today.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In men's college hoops, the second round of the Big Ten tournament is going down to the wire between USC and 20th-ranked Purdue. Purdue is up 73-71 with 30 seconds to go. In the SEC second round, halfway through the first half, 15th-ranked Kentucky has a 21-17 lead over Oklahoma. And at the ACC quarterfinal, halfway through the second half, SMU is up on 10th-ranked Clemson, 45-43. Winner of that game will face 13th-ranked Louisville, who won it 75-73 against Stanford, thanks to a buzzer beater from Chucky Hepburn. Earlier today in the ACC quarterfinals, Duke defeated Georgia Tech, but Duke star Cooper Flagg left the game with a sprained left ankle. X-rays were negative, but it's a long shot that he'll be able to play in tomorrow's semifinals against North Carolina. Right now in the NBA, at halftime, the Warriors are beating the Kings at home 61-51.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you this morning. And we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 26th. 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. MTE will provide free hot dogs and popcorn. Plus, the Electric Griddle food truck will serve up free gourmet grilled cheese. Free fun for the whole family. That's April 26th on the square. For more information, go to rcearthday.com. And in fact, it doesn't seem like it was just a few weeks ago that we were doing talking about Earth Day, and here it is again already.
The 23rd annual last year.
Yeah. So, you know, season 31 of the Coach's Show is about ready to be over.
Wraps up tomorrow morning. Got lots of spring sports coaches and an extended Cougar Corner. And so, yeah, last show of the season.
I don't know. The weather's supposed to be bad. I don't know if I'll be able to come in.
Ah, you'll be all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you know the timing of the storm?
Just come on in.
Do you know the timing of the storm?
Saturday. Tomorrow.
Uh-huh. But, like, what time? Will it be in the – it won't be early morning, though.
I don't know.
Well, I won't be in if you don't know.
Just come on in.
Yeah, that's what you said about the big snow blizzard we had, too. All right. It is time to tell you our song of the day. It's a different one and a big classic. It's a classic.
A spring song, right?
Johnny Nash.
Johnny Nash, you don't say.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
As my father used to say, I bet that boy's had an operation to sing that high.
Oh.
Frankie Valli used to say that about Frankie Valli all the time. So, that boy's had an operation or something. He can't sing that high.
1972 for that one.
We just went, oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got that record. It's in my collection. It's actually mine.
Yeah.
I didn't steal it from anybody. I was just in the 80s when I stole records. I quit buying them.
Late 80s.
I quit buying them in the late 80s where I could just steal them. So.
From your students.
Yeah, students. Keela, if you're out there, I have some of your records. I just want to tell you right now.
Probably Michelle too.
Michelle, yeah. Shawan, you, they're all in there. All right, Mary Dobbs is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being willing to help everyone, even going above and beyond to do so. Mary Dobbs is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Okay, that is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. Send in a good neighbor by texting neighbor to our phone number or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Also, birthdays, anniversaries, 615-893-1450. Call or text those in for today or tomorrow.
And we've got a CBS News update coming up in less than 20 minutes. But first, a check of state news from Access, Tennessee. It's straight ahead. It's 6:24.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services, up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Lundley. Stay weather aware beginning late tonight through late Saturday. A weekend of possible severe weather begins overnight tonight. As you know, nighttime storms are particularly dangerous because storms may arrive as you're sleeping. Emergency leaders are encouraging people across the state to have multiple ways to receive warnings if they're issued, including enabling those cell phone alerts and activating a weather radio in your home. Forecasters say most of Saturday has the potential to be dangerous for a lot of the state. Stay tuned to this station for forecasts and live weather coverage. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is looking into why an inmate died shortly after being booked into the Rutherford County Jail. Rutherford County Sheriff Mike Fitzhugh says the inmate died shortly after they were brought to the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center for booking on Tuesday night.
The identity of the person has not been released. The sheriff says the TBI was contacted upon the discovery. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the 17th Annual Blooming Arts Festival, March 21st and 22nd in Linden. Come visit the town between the rivers and experience more than 200 art and craft booths, a quilt show, live music, and amazing food. There's fun for the whole family, including a kids' zone with games and prizes. Visit bloomingartsfestival.org to learn more about this special weekend. Mark your calendars and plan to come see us, March 21st and 22nd in Linden, Tennessee, for the Blooming Arts Festival.
From local faith leaders to the mayor and beyond, Memphis is reacting to the shooting death of a local pastor. Ricky Floyd was the senior lead pastor at Pursuit of God Transformation Center and founder of Salvation Revelation Ministries, a nonprofit focusing on community and spiritual development. He was killed in a shooting outside of Mama's Kitchen and Bar, south of downtown Memphis, early Wednesday morning. According to Memphis police, Samantha Marion admitted to shooting Floyd after they got into an argument. She's charged with voluntary manslaughter. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew. Good neighbor events coming up. Another check of the weather, and we'll be looking at traffic in just a few minutes. Oh, where's my sound effects? Oh, when you need a sound effect, you don't get one. When you don't want one, you get one. All right, here we go. Okay, that's enough. Was that a dog?
That's Skeeter.
Now you're having dogs get run over.
No, he's barking.
That's pitiful.
He's barking. He's not getting run over. He's barking at you.
That sounds like a car just hit him.
You're barking out.
That sounds like a car just hit him, and he's running off. Okay. All right. I get it. It's your dog.
Here's yours.
Gen Z.
Sorry.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Gen Zers are getting rid of capital letters. Have you read that? That the Gen Z people are getting rid, so they text so much that they don't. They're changing the way they write. It's like there's no capital letters, no punctuation. You know, you've seen Dalton. You've seen how he writes.
Yeah.
But I mean, I still use capital letters, but they're not using them as much as they used to.
That's interesting.
Those Gen Zers, huh?
They don't understand sentence structure and all that?
Yeah, they understand it. They just don't want to fool with it. Wow. And they make a point that, well, you know, people know what I'm talking about, and, you know, what's the point?
I've gotten to where I'm using Siri to do, like, dictating text.
I do that, too. But you put period in yours, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say period. You know.
See, I don't do that, and it still does the punctuation.
Oh, does it?
I wonder what's up with that.
I don't know. Maybe you have a well-trained Siri.
Or maybe my phone may be better than yours.
I don't know. I doubt it.
Well, you have the iPhone what? I have the 12. What do you have?
I think it's 16 now.
Yeah. So that's amazing. Just to me, I just don't think the changes they make our phones now is to go up. I do know about battery and all that kind of thing. Eventually it's going to go, but
well, as long as it does everything you need it to do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm thinking about getting a flip phone.
Are you really?
What'd you laugh for?
It'd be hard to text on that. I don't think I could go back to texting that way.
I don't know. Have you seen the new flip phones? Yeah. I haven't either. Wonder if they're wider.
I don't know.
They're still, you know.
I know they have. They have a smartphone.
I would carry it in my pocket better if it were flat and a flip phone.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they make them that way.
They do make a smartphone that's a flip phone.
Right. And wouldn't it be better? Your thing would be closed when it's in your back pocket. Most people, you know, girls really, they put them in their back pocket.
Yeah.
And I'm always feeling like I'm going to text something, you know, or say something, you know, I don't know. Call somebody you don't want to call.
Well, where do you put yours? In your front pocket?
It's front pocket.
Yeah.
My son-in-law taught me that. Put it in your front pocket.
And why is that?
I have no clue. But he just does it. It seems fine. So I do it too.
Wow.
I do what my son-in-law tells me to do. I don't go against his word of anything. What do we got going here?
Well, I'm about to do today in history, I think.
Yeah, I guess we better go ahead and start that because it's pretty long today.
It is a good list.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in time. Oh.
By the way, I have nothing against Gen Zers. I wasn't being critical.
Kind of sounded like it.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't. For you Gen Zer listeners out there. All right, in 1794, are you paying attention?
I am.
No, you're looking at your phone now.
I'm multitasking.
Eli Whitney patents the cotton gin machine, revolutionizing the cotton industry in the southern U.S. states. In 1880, Salvation Army of England starts work in the U.S. 1923, U.S. President Warren G. Harding becomes first president to pay taxes. In 1940, The Road to Singapore, directed by Victor Schlesinger, stars Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, and Darth Lil Moore. It was the first of seven such films. In 1973, future U.S. Senator John McCain is released after spending over 5 years in a North Vietnamese prisoner of war camp. And 2006, Mike Wallace retires from the news program 60 Minutes after 37 years. It's so funny, you know, now Chris Wallace is about his age. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, time flies. In 2011, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees are Alice Cooper, Neil Diamond, Dr. John, Darlene Love, Tom Waits, Leon Russell, Jack Holzman, and Art Rupp. She got the way to
move it, little Neil Diamond.
And in 2021, the 63rd Grammy Awards, Beyonce breaks the record for most Grammys won by a singer, 28 of them. Taylor Swift wins Album of the Year, and Billie Eilish, the Record of the Year. We're going to take another break. Coming up is Brandon Brooks with Rewind, and we'll also have Man on the Street Newsmakers coming up in a few minutes as well. Stay here to News Radio WGNS and the Wake Up Crew. It's 6:33. Take us out, Beyonce.
This is CBS Rewind.
March 14th, 1986.
I once had a trusted employee.
Frank Zappa, guest starring as a drug trafficker
who was moving some weasel dust for me
in an episode of Miami Vice.
He hurried away with $3 million of my favorite dollars.
This date in 1995, the release of Tupac Shakur's third studio album, Me Against the World. And March 14th, 2010,
Joey.
Actor Peter Graves.
You ever hang around the gymnasium?
Died of a heart attack.
Joey can stay here for a while if you'd like.
At 83.
Oh, he's not bothering anyone. Let him stay here.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
You like movies about gladiators?
And that's Rewind.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high near 79 degrees. South winds will pick up at 10 to 20 and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour into the afternoon. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely through the overnight and some storms could be severe. Under cloudy skies with a low around 60 degrees, south winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marcelek with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 57 degrees.
Good morning. Trying to clean up this rack over here near the airport. It's had traffic a little bit slow with some rubbernecking on 40 westbound at Briley Parkway. It's already going to get busy here this time of the morning anyway. Now we have to deal with this accident that's in its cleanup stages. 24 westbound near ML King Parkway there in Clarksville. Montgomery County TDOT's trying to help with that crash as it builds down. 65 right now at Trinity Lane. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pets.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111.
All the best of the best to get rid of your pets.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Now let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events.
This coming Saturday is the 14th annual Special Kids Race. It's over at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic on Garrison Drive. The first race starts at 7 o'clock. And there's a 15K, a 10K, 5K, and a 1K family run. Again, the 14th annual Special Kids Race over at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic this Saturday morning. And that's at 1272 Garrison Drive. Also this Saturday, the 4th annual SRO Cornhole Tournament. It's Saturday from 11 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. The School Resource Officers Cornhole Tournament is at Stars and Strikes on Lowry Street in Smyrna, 11 until 3 this Saturday. Listen, the Parkinson Support Group meets on the third Tuesday of each month. This month, that's March the 18th, over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. 10 o'clock Tuesday, March the 18th. Oh, don't forget, next week, March 20th, will be the first day of spring. That's a Thursday at 4:01 in the morning. I know you'll want to be up and celebrate. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. The food's delicious at Adam's Place.
Well, I'm afraid the food is too good. I have a problem turning down the dessert.
Alan Butcher at Adam's Place.
But the food is wonderful. Danny and all the cooks and the servers back there, just wonderful to us. We have plenty to eat.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We now have good treatments for vision with cataract surgery. So now you can see well near, intermediate, and far distances without glasses.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
What we can do, not only to make you see younger, but help you to look younger and get rid of sun damage and other problems to our skin.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for things like road repairs, park improvements, and new sidewalks. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Another big benefit is the more dollars we receive could also help keep our taxes low. We need everyone to participate, so take part in our 2025 special census.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
All right, it's 21 minutes before 7 o'clock. John and Brian with you this morning on this Friday. Go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. I don't want to put any pressure on you today, yeah, but you've had 4 consecutive thumbs up on dad joke.
Well, last week was pretty decent, too, I think.
Yeah, but I think you had 1 thumbs down. This would be a complete blitz of the whole week if you can come up with a thumbs up. It's all in my hand right here. It's all up to this, my little thumbs up going up or down.
At least you're using a thumb today. Sometimes it's a pinky.
It never is. It's always the thumb.
Well, sometimes you do like that.
Just stop. Read the joke.
You know, before I die, I'm going to eat a whole bag of unpopped popcorn.
Really?
Yeah. Should make the cremation a little more interesting.
That's pretty good. I'd go thumbs up the whole week.
Wow.
Now, next week, Darryl Reesby's got 2 he wants to throw in there.
Oh, does he?
So we'll have a couple of guests. Stay with us.
CBS News Brief. An American Airlines jet caught fire after making an emergency landing at Denver International Airport. Ingrid Hibbets was one of the many passengers who evacuated onto the plane's wing.
The plastic of the window was melting and bubbling, and people were screaming.
12 people were treated for minor injuries. CBS's Erica Brown reports the Senate's top Democrat will vote yes on the Republican spending plan to avert a government shutdown tonight.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called the Republican spending bill a, quote, terrible option, but said the consequences of a government shutdown would be far worse.
Progressive Democrats are slamming Schumer, accusing him of betrayal. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson warns the Midwest could be in for tornadoes and flash flooding today.
That's going to be 80 miles an hour or stronger. That could be as far north as Des Moines, as far west, nearly as Omaha, right down through St. Louis into a place like Memphis.
CBS News Brief.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Healthy eating could come with a smaller price tag in Tennessee if a bill to cut the state's grocery tax on fruits and vegetables passes. The bill, sponsored by Senator Ramesh Akbari and Representative John Ray Clemens, would eliminate the 4% grocery tax on fresh, frozen, and canned fruits and vegetables. The bottom line is this. People are already struggling to make ends meet, Senator Akbari said. The bill was scheduled for debate in its first House subcommittee on Tuesday, but was deferred to next week. While both Democrats and Republicans have proposed their own grocery tax reduction bills, House Speaker Cameron Sexton has expressed skepticism about a complete grocery tax repeal. Instead, he suggested focusing on essentials like milk, eggs, and bread. Grocery shoppers across Tennessee have voiced support for any reduction, citing the rising cost of living. Meanwhile, Tennessee lawmakers continue to debate whether public school districts should be allowed to deny enrollment to undocumented children. HB 793, sponsored by House Majority Leader William Lamberth, would permit local education agencies to require proof of citizenship for school enrollment, similar to proof of residency and immunizations. Proponents argue that local districts should have control over enrollment policies, while opponents, including educators and advocacy groups, claim that denying education based on immigration status is an attack on fundamental rights. Protesters, including young children, have rallied at the state capitol, voicing their opposition to the bill. The measure recently passed out of the House K-12 subcommittee on a 5-3 vote and is now heading for the full House Education Committee for further discussion. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick, digestible format, but more than just the headlines, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, and our website. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
The next closest landfill for Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg. MTSU study estimated that's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
If we have to take our trash up the creek, that's a lot of travel without a paddle.
Only people that are going to be responsible for those costs are taxpayers.
The cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses.
You double the distance, you double the cost.
There's got to be a better way. The answer's here. That's Middle Point Landfill.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you'll need, all you got to do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services, up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do. It's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adams Place.
At Middle Tennessee Electric,
we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Dr. Toby Schultz with St. Thomas Medical Partners talks about e-cigarettes.
So when my patients come in and they want to take that big step to stop smoking and they want help, they say, well, I started smoking e-cigarettes instead. And I encourage their efforts, but I say, you can swap to e-cigarettes, but we still have to have a stop date. Because it has been shown to be a little less toxic, but the key there is less toxic, not non-toxic. Kids that have just started smoking e-cigarettes may be the ones that end up being the guinea pigs later down to say, well, maybe their cancer came from this because they haven't ever smoked a regular cigarette, but they smoke these. You know, cigarettes are related to just about every kind of cancer known to man, not just lung cancer.
We hear so much about secondhand smoke. Is this a problem with e-cigarettes?
It more than likely is because it heats up the solution that they use and it turns it into a vapor. The vapor has very, very tiny particles. Tiny particles are the more toxic ones because they can get really further into the lungs and into the tiny part of the lungs and can cause more problems later. That's where your body exchanges oxygen. That's how you breathe. So when that gets clogged up with tiny particles of solvents, that's not good.
That's Dr. Toby Schultz with information you need about e-cigarettes from WGNS.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's 6:48, and we're going to have our last look at the weather for this hour coming up in just a minute. I wanted to mention to you, Brian, we were talking Gene Hackman, you know, died. And that is really strange.
Very.
And his wife died of, what was it, the hantavirus?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like rodent droppings getting infected by it having, you know, around there.
Apparently, you have flu-like symptoms, but
what's crazy is Gene Hackman had dementia or Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And he lived six more days after she died. And it's hard to believe that he walked around that house and she's laying in the floor dead. I mean,
yeah,
it's just crazy. That's a bad case of Alzheimer's. Another thing that's interesting, the dog died in the crate, but nobody checked. I mean, not even family checked.
And he's got some kids.
Yeah, he's got two or three kids. And I don't know whether they were estranged, you know, and you never know about those kind of things.
Yeah, I didn't read that they were estranged, but, you know, wouldn't you, and I think live in the same area, too. So if you had a parent suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia, don't you think you would check in more than months at a time?
Again, you don't know what their relationship was and that kind of thing. But and if I lived far away, you probably wouldn't think about calling and that kind of thing. But it's really strange. And how did rodents get in there? I mean,
Well, I heard that she liked to garden.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it was in the soil in the garden.
Wow. Okay. Oh, the rodent droppings were in the garden.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it wasn't in the house.
Came into contact with it there.
Okay. Wow.
Now that's...
That makes sense.
That was a speculation.
That makes sense. So she was feeling bad. She went to get some pills and she just fell out and collapsed and
I guess.
Died. And he did, but he was dehydrated, but he was... There wasn't signs of starvation on him. It was just he was dehydrated, I think, is what... But mummified, that's... That's so sad.
Wonder if he had some type of stroke or something.
I think that's probably what happened. But
you know, he had some kind of medical.
Well, he was 90-something.
Yeah,
so.
He had some kind of medical issue that happened.
And she was his caretaker, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, and then, boy, that's just so sad what his last few days were like.
Well.
Or, of course, he probably didn't know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If he suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia, maybe
she was young.
Know.
She was 65, I think. So.
Yeah.
Man, horrible. But anyway, condolences to them and another tragic death.
Makes me glad Charlie's not here anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want the hantavirus.
Well, it's all about you. Okay. let's get on to a better subject. Let's do some birthdays.
Okay.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
And we go. It's March 14th, of course. 1879, Albert Einstein was born. The German-born theoretical physicist and Nobel laureate. 1928, Frank Borman, American astronaut. He was in Gemini 7 and Apollo 8. And he's also was also the CEO of Eastern Airlines, born in Gary, Indiana. 1933, Michael Caine, an English actor born in London, England.
Now,
this is another example of our young board operator. When he was doing these birthday music things, Michael Caine was in Alfie. He was in the movie Zulu. He was in like probably 200 movies.
Yeah.
And what does he pick? The Batman thing, where he's Alfred.
Yeah.
No, you would have picked it too, because you people don't believe in anything past 5 years. You just give up. I bet you don't even remember the 80s anymore.
Oh yeah.
Oh well.
It's king of the 80s.
But if it's not anything you were born in or lived in, you don't care. That's why I'm the point I'm trying to make here.
I like World War II history.
1933. I give up. Quincy Jones, American jazz trumpeter, composer, arranger, record producer, died this past year, born in Chicago, Illinois. I think that's from The Color Purple. I have to guess with my board op. I'm not really, but I think that's The Color Purple. You give him three or four options, he does the last one. 1948, Billy Crystal, American actor, writer, and producer. He was in Soap, City Slickers, and Meg Ryan. I'll think of it in a minute. He's had a great career.
Yeah, he has.
Harry Met Sally.
Yeah,
Harry
it.
Met Sally. And in 1988, Stephen Curry, American basketball guard. He was an NBA career three-point record holder. He's 36. He's still jamming it out there from outside.
Sure is.
And happy birthday to all of them. Local birthdays today, Steve Thomas III, Terry Windham, Shelby Hunton, Morris Ludlam, Ann Clark, Wayne Potter, Virgil Gammon. Tomorrow, Holly Haley, Chad McMurray, Larry Sims, twins Danny and Wayne Kendrick, Joe Carr, Karen Horn, Kenny Dillon, and Jessica Blackwell. County Mayor's on here.
Wow. Yeah. That's a big birthday list. Add to it. Birthdays for today or tomorrow, 615-893-1450. It's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. And today it is National Reuben Sandwich Day.
Oh, I like a good Reuben.
I love them.
Let's go get one after the show.
Okay.
No, that's not going to happen.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high near 79 degrees. South winds will pick up at 10 to 20 and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour into the afternoon. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms look likely through the overnight and some storms could be severe. Under cloudy skies with a low around 60 degrees, south winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marcelek with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits, assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Good morning. Wrapping up the paperwork on this earlier wreck. Still some rubbernecking associated with this crash over here in Donaldson, 40 westbound near Briley Parkway. It's starting to get heavy here in this area because you got all that traffic flowing in from the Mount Juliet area, coming in from Wilson County in general, just trying to get over here in Hermitage and Donaldson on 40 coming past the airport as it builds on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend. Don't forget you can order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place.
Apparently Brad Pitt feels the need for speed.
When's the last time you won a race?
Sunday, Daytona.
The new trailer is out for F1. It's about a retired Formula One racer who gets a second chance. And yes, we will see Brad behind the wheel doing the actual driving. Well, now you're just showing off. F1 hits June 27th.
I keep running into people looking for trouble.
That comes with the turf. For Spencer Dutton, a new episode of the Yellowstone prequel, 1923, drops this weekend on Paramount Plus.
Everybody on this show that works on this show loves doing it.
Brendan Sklenar, who plays Spencer, told me he knows it's a good gig.
I get to play pretend for a living and just live out my childhood dreams of being a cowboy. It's cool, man.
For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, oh, if you people could just see what I see here. Oh, geez. You're jamming, aren't you?
I have
you?
To get in the mood.
Yeah, you're jamming a little bit, aren't you? Get it going on. Mary Dobbs is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being willing to help everyone, even going above and beyond to do so. Mary Dobbs will receive flowers from Jenny Harris and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. Brian?
All right. Well, that's today's Good Neighbor of the Day. Help us out with a good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the easiest ways to get it to us. Name, address, phone number, sentence why you want that person to be the good neighbor. That's what we need from you. Also, taking birthdays and anniversaries for about another half an hour this morning for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Birthdays for today, the 14th, tomorrow, the 15th. Let us know who's celebrating out there.
The Murfreesboro Special Census takes just 2 minutes and brings millions in funding to the city. Fill out a mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. Firefighters are also knocking on doors to help Murfreesboro grow. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
We'll be back.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Plane on fire.
The plastic of the window was melting and people were screaming.
Funding the government.
No one on my side of the aisle wants a government shutdown.
Firing veterans.
I feel like I've been dishonorably discharged.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaffin with the CBS World News Roundup. Scary moments at the Denver airport as an American Airlines jet caught fire on the ground after engine problems caused an emergency landing. Everyone on board survived. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Orderly, orderly.
morning. That airplane inferno sent passengers running through blinding smoke at Denver's airport.
Oh my gosh.
I look out the window and there's flames.
Ingrid Hibbets and her family were on board American Airlines Flight 1006 as the cabin filled with smoke.
I'm really grateful that this happened on the ground, because if this happened in the air, I don't think I'd be standing here telling you the story.
The flames erupted below the engine of the Boeing 737 after it diverted to Denver. The FAA says the crew reported engine vibrations after taking off from Colorado Springs en route to Dallas with 178 on board. Many passengers found themselves standing on the wing as smoke billowed around them.
Critics are sounding off and markets have been selling off over the tariff battle. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says President Trump vows to see them through.
I'm not going to bend at all, aluminum or steel.
President Trump says he's not backing down from the tariffs he's imposed on major trading partners, including Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. And he downplayed the recent volatility in the markets.
There'll be a little disruption, but it won't be very long. But they need us. We really don't need them.
He's now promising a 200% retaliatory tariff on alcohol from the EU if it doesn't remove one on American whiskey.
We would lose everything.
McLean Turner and Joseph Wallach put their life savings into opening a wine and champagne shop in Washington, D.C. 90% of their business is European wines, and they say the American wines alone aren't enough to keep them afloat.
I think it's going to be catastrophic. It's going to be restaurants. It can even be grocery stores. It's really going to ripple through everyone's fabric.
It's not clear if other Senate Democrats will join their leader Chuck Schumer and reluctantly back a Republican spending bill, as a possible government shutdown is just hours away.
While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse.
Schumer said President Trump has, quote, taken a blowtorch to our country and wielded chaos like a weapon. But he says a shutdown would be a gift to him. Overseas, the Kremlin this morning said there's reason for cautious optimism about the possibility of a ceasefire in Ukraine. CBS News correspondent Holly Williams.
Vladimir Putin said Russia supports a 30-day ceasefire proposed by the U.S., but has conditions it wants to discuss. Many are skeptical that Putin really wants to stop the bloodshed. He started this war 3 years ago by invading Ukraine, and Russian forces currently have the upper hand on the battlefield. But if Russia refuses to agree to the interim ceasefire, President Trump's threatened economic consequences.
Stormy weather invades the Rockies and plains today with wind, rain, and snow. CBS's Carter Evans has more on how California fared.
A tornado is extremely rare in Los Angeles. This one touched down in Pico Rivera, tearing through the community for 2 full minutes. The 85-mile-an-hour winds made it an EF0, but it still ripped up trees and blasted debris into cars and homes.
Our patio furniture, the tables, the chairs, the glass, the umbrella ended out over there.
In the Palisades, crews kept a close watch on scorched hillsides that could collapse near bird scar areas. Cleanup efforts are now underway, allowing hundreds of evacuated residents back to their homes.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. Waking up every day, lifting him from the bed to the wheelchair to the car to get him to therapy on time, it's no small task between the doctors and the diagnosis, but nothing can disable this love. This is my big brother, my hero. He's part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. See, there's no time for tired. This starts again tomorrow. He'll be waiting for me. I wake up for him. I know he needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Columbia University in New York says federal agents with search warrants went through two student rooms in university residences last night. Earlier, the school expelled some students who occupied a campus building last year. And protesters denouncing the planned deportation of former Columbia student Mahmoud Khalil descended on Trump Tower. NYPD's Chief of Department John Chell.
A protest group of about 150 entered Trump Plaza supporting Palestine, and we ended up making 98 arrests.
A town hall held by North Carolina Republican Chuck Edwards in Asheville got rowdy last night.
I was proud to vote recently for the House budget resolution, which provides the framework.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has advised GOP lawmakers not to hold town halls. Edwards withstood it all for 90 minutes.
And you wonder why folks don't want to do these town halls.
Two federal judges handed down orders yesterday requiring the Trump administration to rehire thousands of probationary workers let go in mass firings across multiple agencies. The decisions are being appealed. CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on the impact of the federal firings.
It's estimated at least 6,000 veterans have lost their government jobs over the past month.
Kind of ironic.
Many of them are disabled vets, like Stephen Dow.
And they said, you have about 5 minutes, pack up your personal things.
Dow served in the Air Force for 20 years. A blast in Afghanistan left him with a broken neck. He started working as an executive assistant at the Pentagon 9 months ago.
I mean, your review says Steve sets the standard for productivity.
I take initiative for things. I find things that are broken and try to fix them. And that's ingrained in me from when I was in the military.
Did you vote for President Trump?
I did 3 times. I didn't expect this.
So what's your message to him now?
Take a closer look.
I asked President Trump about that the other day.
Are you tracking how many veterans have been fired so far?
Yes,
and do you
are.
Want DOGE to avoid letting them go?
We are, and we take good care of our veterans, so we're watching that very carefully.
But CBS News has found no evidence that the administration is tracking veteran layoffs or trying to prevent them.
NBA star Steph Curry turns 37 today. He got to celebrate early last night.
There it is! Number 4,000! A shot for the ages!
On TNT, he became the first player in NBA history to make 4,000 three-point shots. His Golden State Warriors beat the Sacramento Kings for 6 wins in a row. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the place for skilled skydiving instructors, accomplished airbrush artists, and proficient pediatricians. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter to hire, you're missing out. ZipRecruiter is the place that's so confident it can make your hiring easier that it lets you try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. So if you want the right candidates for all your roles, ZipRecruiter is the place to go. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thanks so much for spending another hour with us here on the Wake Up Crew this morning. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. More news and information straight ahead, including this look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high near 79 degrees. South winds will pick up at 10 to 20 and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour into the afternoon. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms look likely through the overnight, and some storms could be severe. Under cloudy skies with a low around 60 degrees, south winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marcelek with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 57 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. We're working this accident 24 eastbound right before that 65 split up north of town. As it loads up a little bit more volume in the last few minutes, it's been in pretty good shape so far. 24 westbound coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. Watch for radar, at least it was earlier on I-40 in certain parts of Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now you can watch some of your favorite radio shows. Try Big G TV. Subscribe for free on YouTube at News Radio WGNS and WGNS Radio on Facebook and X. Local content that matters to Rutherford County.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Can you wake up early in the morning feeling sad like so many of us do? Say it's all right, have a good time, 'cause it's all right, whoa, it's all right.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
That it's all right.
All right, well, hey, welcome back in to the Wake Up Crew. Hope you didn't go anywhere. We had a big news check there from CBS just a moment ago.
Oh, man, I don't ever listen to it. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my nap time.
Well,
take about 5 minutes shut eye.
Mm-hmm.
Eat my little breakfast.
Well, that's good.
I mean, I have to race in here in the mornings.
Oh, I know. On two wheels. So,
Wheels.
Yeah. Come in on two wheels, going so fast. Oh. You've never heard that saying?
No, I've never heard that.
County Parent Teacher Workday is Monday. So no school for the kids. That happens to be St. Patty's Day as well. Spring starts next Thursday, so we're less than a week from that. And spring break is the following week.
Wow.
The 31st through April the 4th.
I'm gonna be 69 before long. Geez, slow down. I'm getting older by the minute.
Yeah, I guess we all are.
No, you are.
This
definitely.
Rock revolves around the sun. It is March 14th. It's episode 1614 of the Wake Up Crew, and it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
The week is done. Time for fun. Gonna get into everything under the sun. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say,
hey.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday. Yes, it is. Glad to have you with us here this morning. And we're getting ready for spring. We're celebrating springtime songs with our song of the day. And here is today's from Johnny Nash.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
You know that I'm today years old in realizing that this is not a female singer.
No, it's not. I told you, my father said he
had but I just realized that you said he, and then I said Johnny Nash, and I know you said it, but yeah.
Well, you know, there are girls named Johnny.
True, but it's usually I.E.,
yeah.
Right?
Right. So I've actually seen him, so.
Have you?
Yeah.
When I hear that, I think of McCabe Vision Center.
Right. That's the song they use.
Yeah.
That's right. Brian, you're really getting smart.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, just things just popping up in that little mind of yours.
I didn't know that it was Johnny Nash, though. So, have you ever wondered, John?
Yeah, I've wondered that when I was teaching English and you were in the eighth grade, that I'd ever be sitting here in the mornings, every morning, doing this with you. If I'd have known that, I would have left the country.
You said something, and that was it. Do you know why milk and eggs are always in the back of the grocery store? Have you ever wondered that?
Why milk and eggs are in the back of the grocery store? I'm trying to think if that is true. But you're right. They are always in the back of the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, Brian.
Well, apparently, It allows for efficient cooling because mm-hmm. you have to have that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more often chillier back in the back of the store.
Yeah. They cut meat back there too, don't they, or mm-hmm. whatever.
And it keeps the cold air from escaping out like the front door because the doors are always
open.
Don't
they have special vacuum things or something in the front to keep the air in? Or I think I read that somewhere that like...
So the ones that I think you're thinking of, like you go in and out of the automatic doors and there's air blowing mm-hmm. on the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
That's supposed to keep insects and flies and stuff from flying in.
Oh.
Because the doors are always open, but they won't go through the wind.
I didn't realize that.
I think that's what they're for. That's what I always heard.
You need to put those in my house.
Yeah, really. Apparently, it encourages impulse buys. Burying that carton of eggs or the jug of milk all the way in the back ensures that you're going to walk past all of the super yummy foods to get your milk and eggs.
Yeah, I notice they always put the little Debbie cakes back there. I've come to think of it, they put the Hostess things back there too. That's right. That's mm-hmm. what they do. Yeah.
We're uncovering the mystery. You just made me think of something else. Little Debbie apparently has now, and I think Dalton covered it on the snack food report, but a Nutty Buddy pie or cake. So it's got like a chocolate covered, it's like a cream pie, but Nutty Buddy flavored. And it's got the creamy peanut butter in the middle. And I've heard that they're really good.
You know, I'm not a huge Little Debbie fan. I do like their little chocolate covered, what do you call them? Two little cylinders.
They're like,
And I don't like their brownies. I don't like their brownies at all. No, I do like their oatmeal cake. And every once in a while, I get in the mood for an oatmeal cake. But I don't just think about oatmeal cakes. Their honey buns are good, too.
Their honey buns are good. Let's see. Bakery items.
What are you looking up now?
So
people are here. They're listening to us. They don't have time to hear you look up. I mean, see you look up things on the.
Because you ask a question. You're talking about the Swiss roll.
Yeah, but it makes everybody think that you're smart, and you're really not. You're just looking
it up. I'm looking it up. So they actually have a strawberry cream Swiss roll. Mm-hmm. Have you had that one?
Mm-mm. But I do love. They're my favorite. I love to put them in ice cream too.
Their fancy cakes are good to me.
I don't know what a fancy cake is. What is that? What do you mean?
Well, it's the little square and it's got the icing on it, but it's a cake. It's cake inside.
Yeah. Like about they have about different seasons too, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. So,
I wish I'll eat their brownies, but they don't taste like normal brownies to me.
No, they actually have some now that have a kind of a frosting top, but they're too gooey.
Yeah, something about them. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
No. I don't really like their fried pies and stuff like that, or their pies with the filling in it.
Kroger used to have the little chocolate muffin thing, kind of like brownies. The little, I love those things. They were great. Wow, it's Taco Tuesday.
I guess it is. We got off on that. So, hey, we're going to be back with more after sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In men's college hoops, the second round of the Big Ten tournament is going down to the wire between USC and 20th-ranked Purdue. Purdue is up 73-71 with 30 seconds to go. In the SEC second round, halfway through the first half, 15th-ranked Kentucky has a 21-17 lead over Oklahoma. And at the ACC quarterfinal, halfway through the second half, SMU is up on 10th-ranked Clemson, 45-43. Winner of that game will face 13th-ranked Louisville, who won it 75-73 against Stanford, thanks to a buzzer beater from Chucky Hepburn. Earlier today in the ACC quarterfinals, Duke defeated Georgia Tech, but Duke star Cooper Flagg left the game with a sprained left ankle. X-rays were negative, but it's a long shot that he'll be able to play in tomorrow's semifinals against North Carolina. Right now in the NBA, at halftime, the Warriors are beating the Kings at home 61-51.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs.
Located just north of the Tennessee state line in Franklin, Kentucky, this premier entertainment destination is home to over 1,000 gaming machines, fine dining, and live music. As we build toward the world's most famous race, remember, the Mint will play host to the largest Kentucky Derby party south of Louisville on the first Saturday in May. More info, visit TheMintGaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Saturday, March 15th, we getting out of the gates and heading to Colonial Downs in Virginia. Race 8, the Virginia Oaks for three-year-old fillies going a mile 16th on the dirt. We got Kentucky Oaks points on the line. We like the number 7, Girl Math, for trainer Rudolph Brissett, ridden by Luan Machado. She has 1 win and 3 seconds and 6 lifetime starts. We also like the number 5, Early On. This New York bred is trained by Safi Joseph, will be ridden by Flavian Pratt. Race 9, the Virginia Derby. 9 3-year-old males going on a mile and an eighth on the dirt. You got Kentucky Derby points and $500,000 on the line. The number 6 getaway car for Bob Baffert is the horse to beat. He won the Sunland Park Derby in his last start. We also like the number 7, Rapture, for trainer Brad Cox. 1 win and 1 second in 2 lifetime starts. How about the number 5, Studley Do Right? That's our long shot play in this race. Next up is Oaklawn Park, race 10, the grade 3 Whitmore Stakes, named after one of our favorite horses. 6 furlongs on the dirt for older males. You got 9 horses running. The number 8, Close the Game Sugar, is our top pick. He's got 5 wins and 3 seconds in 10 lifetime starts. The number 5, Jackson Traveler, is our long shot play, trained by Steve Asbison. 1-4 in a row, including this race last year. Santa Anita is where we finish race 8, the grade 3 Santa Ana Stakes, mile and a quarter on turf for older females. The number 3, Ms. Astor, is our top pick. She closed 2024 with 2 wins. Got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, back here at 7:22. It's the Wake Up Crew. It's a Friday, so it's time for what we're watching and entertainment news.
It's the Flintstones.
Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
Island. All right. What are we watching? You said you had a little entertainment news.
I do. Emily Osment, who is the star of George and Mandy? What's her name?
Georgie and Mandy?
Yeah, first marriage. Mm-hmm. She just got divorced after 5 months of marriage to Jack Anthony. That was a quick boom. Got married, then 5 months later, divorced. Oh, they both they had prenups in their marriage, so... You ask me sometimes if you do a prenup, that's already a bad sign, you know, but she's going to go on her merry way. Yeah.
That's quick. Interesting enough. Let's see. Harvey Specter is apparently going to have a cameo in Suits LA.
Who is?
Harvey Specter, the guy who played Harvey Specter in the original Suits.
Yeah.
He's going to have a cameo appearance.
Yeah, that'll probably lead to more.
I think there's another one or two that may be in that.
That's the one Megan was in, wasn't it? Meghan Markle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's going to be
no.
be on there. So, a lot of interesting news surrounding that one. Let's see. Tulsa King. Have you watched any of that with Sylvester Stallone?
No.
It's another one of those Tyler Sheridan. I don't know. He seems to have just, blown up. You know, after Yellowstone, everything he touches seems to turn to gold.
That's the way it works.
1923 is still going. Tulsa King,
Landman. What happened to the one about the West with Tim McGraw?
I think that was only supposed to be one season. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the girl in that was really good.
So she narrates 1923.
Oh, okay.
She's not in that, obviously, because she would have been long gone by that point, but she does do the voiceover in that one. So it's getting pretty good. I haven't watched a ton of that. Finished Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Strange. Mm-hmm. It got stranger as you went. What hooked me, though, is you're an episode and a half in before you realize... the big plot twist, which is kind of cool.
Thanks for telling me that.
Well, I didn't tell you what the twist was.
Well, but you told me there's a twist.
Well, sure. There's always a plot twist.
Some will be expecting a twist of a program and a half into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Somewhere in there.
I watched Kind of Pregnant with Amy Schumer. It's a comedy.
Oh.
The language.
Sounds like a reality show, honestly.
The language. She longs to be pregnant, and she puts on a fake pregnancy suit, and things get complicated. She falls in love, and she can't tell the guy that she's really not pregnant. But the language is, it's rough. I watched another one. I watched The Running Point with Kate Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Netflix. She's the owner of a basketball team, and her brother has a drug problem. So he turns the thing over to her. It's pretty good, but again, the language is. I don't know why they have to do that.
Yeah, it's in just about everything.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of the service, but there is some type of service that you can subscribe to, and they edit out all of the bad language.
Oh, I need to do that. Yeah.
And so you can watch those programs without the bad language and innuendo in it, if they can clean it up enough.
Yeah. I don't know if they can clean these up, but I just, it's rough. They're funny, but.
Sure.
It's so unnecessary. I think bad language is so unnecessary.
That's why I like Nate Bargatze, the mm-hmm. comedian.
Yeah.
Because his stuff is always family friendly and. He's funny.
You've seen the golf thing on Saturday Night Live.
I don't think I've seen the golf thing.
You've got to watch it. Look it up. It is hilarious. No, just Nate Bargatze playing golf on Saturday Night Live.
He's been on there quite a bit lately.
Yeah, yeah. He's a hot commodity right now.
Yeah.
And I hope he makes Nate land.
Like that would be nice.
Like he promises. He says he's going to be like Opryland.
He loved Opryland. He worked there.
Yeah. Everybody loved Opryland.
I know.
I blame the city of Nashville and Gaylord and
really Gaylord's issue, wasn't it? Every time I think of Opryland, I think of John Brockwell at Ideas Tees. He was always they had season passes; they'd go all the time.
Oh, I did too. Trickets.
Yeah.
Go 3 days. Yeah, it was fun.
I sent him a picture I saw on Facebook from 1972, an aerial picture of. Opryland.
I thought it was so easy to walk around there, better than Dollywood. Easier to walk around. We weren't going up hills and all that kind of thing.
It was mostly flat. One more note, Tony DiNozzo, Michael Weatherly, they have just wrapped up filming at the end of February for the new show. So the 10-episode spinoff is going to be on Paramount Plus.
All right.
With Michael and Ziba. So, all right, we'll be back.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now in iOS and Android.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
My wife had Alzheimer's. I knew we were going to have to move closer to my son because we had no family in Florida.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
Having the memory care in the same facility was a big factor. This place is all I could ever dream it would be.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro. 615-848-3030.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:30 Friday morning, March the 14th, episode 1614 of The Wake Up Crew.
Happy birthday today to Steve Thomas III, Terry Windham, Shelby Hunton, Maurice Ludlam, Ann Clark, Wayne Potter, and Virgil Gammon. Tomorrow, Holly Haley, Chad McMurray, Larry Sims, twins Danny and Wayne Kendrick, Joe Carr, the mayor, Karen Horn, Kenny Dillon, and Jessica Blackwell.
Those are the names that we had coming into the morning. If you've called or texted in, go ahead and rest easy. We've got them. We've got them. We'll have them announced here in about a half an hour. If you have it, now is your deadline. Call or text in birthdays for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club this morning.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to make sure every household is counted in the special census. Fill out the mailer you received or go to MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
7:31, here's a look at traffic and weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high near 79 degrees. South winds will pick up at 10 to 20 and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour into the afternoon. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely through the overnight and some storms could be severe. Under cloudy skies with a low around 60 degrees, south winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marcelek with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Good morning. Wrapping up a couple of rags we had earlier over in the Donaldson area as it tries to build out through the Mount Juliet area on 40 coming westbound on into Hermitage as it tries to crank up on 24 westbound coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through the Antioch area. It's building out here in Dixon County. I-40 eastbound passing Highway 46 headed towards Kingston Springs. Hey, when you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office has confirmed the death of an inmate shortly after arriving for booking at the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center on Tuesday night. Sheriff Mike Fitzhugh stated that the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation was immediately called to look into the incident, and at this time, no further details regarding the inmate's arrest or cause of death have been released. Authorities have not indicated when additional information might be available. Officials reassured the public that the investigation will be thorough and that transparency will be maintained as details emerge. Meanwhile, Rutherford County residents now have access to a new mass notification system designed to provide real-time emergency alerts. The Rutherford County Emergency Management Agency announced the system's launch, replacing the Everbridge platform. The upgraded system delivers instant notifications about severe weather, emergency situations, and important community updates. Residents can register online to receive alerts through text, email, phone calls, or a mobile app. Officials emphasize that the system enhances emergency response times and allows users to customize notifications based on their preferences. The goal is to ensure that residents receive timely and accurate information that can help them stay safe during critical situations. County leaders stress the importance of participation, urging all residents to sign up as soon as possible. More information, including registration details, is available through the Rutherford County Emergency Management Agency's official website. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
Between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres.
Middle Point Landfill.
How do we make a career training center to help drivers and welders and technicians and environmental scientists and put a state-of-the-art property out there? Or maybe it's to build a multi-million dollar STEM accelerator facility that partners with county schools that could utilize our 1,000 acres and all of the ecological preserve we have out there to really push STEM education.
The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric. Bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on News Radio, WGNS, and it is time for some trivia today. And today's trivia, we are going to take a look at, this is classic sitcom trivia.
Okay, classic sitcom trivia.
Yes. Which TV show followed the adventures of the Griffin family? Family Guy, Breaking Bad, The Simpsons, or American Dad? Wasn't Breaking Bad.
What was the choices?
Family Guy, The Simpsons, or American Dad?
I'm going to think it's either American Dad or Family Guy.
Yep. Let's go with American Dad. Try, maybe.
Okay.
It was Family Guy. You were right. I was wrong. Mr. Eugene H. Krabs is a character from which TV show? Fairly Odd Parents, The Simpsons, Breaking Bad, or SpongeBob SquarePants? It's SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay, good.
Just because I watched a lot of that with the kiddos. Mr. Krabs ran the Krusty Krab fast food restaurant. In 1999, the first episode of which kids show launched, winning an Emmy the following year? The Twilight Zone, Dora the Explorer, SpongeBob SquarePants, or The Fairly Odd Parents?
Okay, what was the question again?
In 1999, the first episode of which kids show launched, winning an Emmy the following year? SpongeBob or Fairly Odd Parents, I would think.
Yeah, one of those two.
Well, let's see. The answer is SpongeBob SquarePants.
Ah.
I didn't know this was going to be all kids stuff. Ah. In the TV detective series Berdrick, who was Detective Sergeant Jim Bergerac? Make it, maybe it's B-E-R-G-E-R-A-C. Bergerac. I don't know. Jason Nettles, or David Jason, John Nettles, Tom Selleck, or Kermit the Frog?
Okay, say the choices again.
David, Jason, John Nettles, Tom Selleck, or Kermit the Frog.
And the name of the show was what? Bergerac.
Yeah.
John Nettles.
Let's see. That was a great guess. It was a British show. How were we supposed to know that?
That's why I went to Nettles. I figured it wasn't, yeah.
Which fictional place did Buffy the Vampire Slayer live? Riverdale, Sunnyside, Smallville, or Gotham City?
Sunnyside.
Sunnydale?
Sunnydale.
That is correct. A fictional California town.
Thank goodness for multiple choice.
Yeah, really. Let's see. Twin Peaks first aired in which year? 89, 95, 90, or 1800?
1989?
Let's see. Actually, it was the year after, 1990.
Oh, I didn't know that was a choice. I'm sorry. Well, then I've got that correct.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't hear you say 1990.
Sex in the City's Carrie had a bad photo taken for which magazine cover story? Vogue, The New Yorker, New York Magazine, or Sports Illustrated? I never really watched that show.
The New Yorker.
The New Yorker is incorrect. What does it say? Never had an unflattering photo taken. Okay.
Well, trick question on top of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
In which year did The Late Show with David Letterman first air? 1995, 1993, 1992, or 1776?
David Letterman on NBC.
The Late Show with David Letterman.
Oh, The Late Show.
It says The Late Show. So if that's CBS, it would probably be, well, that's obviously 92, 93, or 95.
95?
1993.
Yeah, 95 sounds a little late.
In the sitcom Roseanne, what was her surname? Roseanne Harris, Roseanne Connors, Roseanne Johnson, or Roseanne Smith?
You know that one.
I don't know that one.
What their last name was?
In the sitcom...
Roseanne Connors.
Oh, Roseanne Connors. Okay. I thought
no, the
surname.
Connors. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking what her name was before she married. Where was the Fresh Prince born and raised? South Philadelphia, West Philadelphia, Gotham City, or East Philadelphia?
I know it's Philadelphia. I don't know whether it was South.
South Philadelphia born and raised, I think is the name. No, that is not right. West Philadelphia.
It's probably in the song.
It is in the song. Yeah. And that's trivia today.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:42, as we wrap things up this morning, we are going to say good morning to today's good neighbor of the day. Mary Dobbs is the good neighbor for being willing to help everyone, even going above and beyond to do so. That is Mary Dobbs, recipient of today's flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS. Good neighbor of the day today is Mary Dobbs. And if you'd like to send us a good neighbor of the day, we'd certainly like to hear from you. Name, address, phone number, sentence, why, that's all we need. And the ways to get it here, well, you can do it the old-fashioned way, mail, even call Melissa maybe after lunchtime. But easier than that, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor, and it'll prompt you for all of the questions you need to answer there. And a reminder that the Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Looking to go solar? MTE's Pro Solar program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them achieve their renewable energy goals. Learn more about Pro Solar and your free consultation at mte.com/prosolar.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John, you know, right before I die, I'm going to eat a whole bag of unpopped popcorn.
Really?
Yeah, that should make the cremation interesting.
Replay.
That got 5 straight thumbs up. Don't know if that's ever happened.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. Yeah.
easily.
No, not easily. None of the nothing about the dad joke is easy.
Your jokes are amazing.
Thank you, Alan. Always count on Alan.
It's recorded. You recorded him saying it one time.
I know. But I listened to it over and over again.
But he may not. He may have a different feeling about it. I hope he calls back someday.
What have we learned?
Boy, I don't know. I don't remember. Yes, yes. I don't remember. What did we talk about? Did we talk about no ball games?
I'm sure, at least during the timeouts.
I think we talked about. In fact, or was that yesterday?
Well, you talked about it even off the air today too. You're just giddy.
No, I'm not giddy. I hated that they lost.
No, you're giddy that.
But I'm giddy the show is last show.
Your Fridays are open.
Yeah,
and season
Saturday's
31.
Open. Saturdays are open.
After tomorrow, season 31 of the Salsa Heating and Air Coaches
Corner. Take a big deep breath and go one more day. One more Saturday.
Yeah, I think you've got mostly baseball and then softball coach. Three baseball and a softball. It's just me and you tomorrow. Danny is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We had fewer interviews, so we send out.
I'm going to have to talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll get to open the show.
Well, maybe. Hopefully. Well,
maybe. 31, season 31, I might get back. You know, I used to do it all the time.
You know, it's crazy how fast that 31 years goes by, but Coach's Show on Spring Sports. We send out a little form and say, here are some choices. You know, tell us when. Because especially when the season starts like it is now, already 2 weeks into it, they're hardly ever available on Saturdays. And that's the reason we don't go through the springtime.
Yeah.
Just because they're...
You can't get them.
You can't.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do like a baseball week and a softball week. I mean, you can't do it like basketball and football. But it is what it is.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
It has. Hope you enjoy the weekend coming up, and we'll, of course, be back here on Monday morning on the Wake Up Crew. We're celebrating spring songs. Spring starts next Thursday, as a matter of fact, and here is